Let's hear what's going on.
All right, Goss first. What do you got for us?
So Harry Styles, he's done that big tell-all interview with Rolling Stone. We learned last hour what Sign of the Times really means. And now he's also spoken out about his brief relationship with Taylor Swift for the first time. These two were together back in 2012 together. And he's actually ended up calling the relationship a learning experience. He says relationships are hard at any age. And you don't really understand exactly how it works when you're 18. And also, you know how Taylor's written two songs about him?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm totally aware of it. I'm not sure if it's really about me, but you know what? Good for her. He says, quote, I'm lucky if everything we went through helped create those songs. That's what hits your heart.
He learned to stay away from Taylor Swift. That's what he learned in that relationship.
No, but I think his answer and his attitude towards the whole relationship is very mature.
He's got to be. He's on the media. He can't say anything bad about Taylor Swift.
People mess up and say things bad, you know,
true.
All the time.
All right.
Okay, The Rock. I know he's your favorite, Chris. There was a lot of, you know, drama going on between The Rock and Vin Diesel when it came to the Fast and Furious movie. Last year, The Rock called out Vin for being unprofessional on the sets of the movie. But now it looks like everything is fine between these two, and TMZ says that The Rock has signed on for the next installment, Fast and Furious 9.
This is easy money for the boys. Ludacris, Tyrese, The Rock, like,
they definitely have two more movies to go, so it looks like The Rock is ready for the night.
And I thought the world had enough of it. But the fact that
they
got the highest movie of all time release.
It goes across all countries. Everyone loves it, don't they?
And
it's just a great thing.
You know, the big thing with movies these days, if it goes well in China, you know you're going well.
Yeah. And they did very well.
I think they did
China.
1.3 billion or something like that. Like, it was
insane,
crazy.
Well done.
Finally, I want to hear this. Drake's been robbed.
So cops come to his house because there's an intruder in there. It's a 24-year-old woman. She was found in one of his bedrooms wearing his sweatshirt. Bit weird. And then the cops go, okay, did you steal anything?
No.
She said, nope. She confessed she did steal three items. Big ones. She stole a Pepsi, a Sprite, and Fiji water, totaling 36 dirhams.
She just wanted to be next to Drake and all his stuff and like, him. And then she's just a fan.
She opened up his fridge, took out some Pepsi, Sprite, Fiji water. The cops said, what did you steal? I stole a can of Pepsi, can of Sprite, and Fiji water.
You can just imagine Drake walking in, seeing it, and just being him going like, how you doing?
Yeah, luckily he wasn't home. She could have been crazy.
I always wonder, how do these
people get in?
These celebrities, don't they have like the best security systems?
Human beings, aren't they, you know?
Yeah, but have a security system. Someone like Drake, I'd have a security guard out front of my house 24-7.
Totally.
There'd be only one way in, one way out.
Totally.
I don't know. There it is. He's all right. I'm sure he's fine as well. He'll write a song about it. Don't worry. You'll hear it soon.